Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike Gazzella. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Combs steals second. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Gazzella moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gazzella scores. Ruth scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Musil reaches second base with a double. Gehrig moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Sisell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Musil scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. George Cox now pitching. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski strikes out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durocher moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Durocher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gazzella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Cox reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gazzella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gazzella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gazzella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Durocher hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gazzella fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cecil. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gazzella strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Ruth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ruth. Hunfield moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Metzler scores. It's 5-2. Yankees. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Bill Cecil. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Buck Redfern now playing shortstop. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cox strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Grabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gazella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gazella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Musel bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to third for the out. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Musel moves to second. It's 6-2, Yankees. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeRocher strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Berg and he is out, Combs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Yankees. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for George Cox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.